Rye, what are you doing?
Desi walked into the room, his broad shoulders not fitting between the boxes that were neatly stacked in the room Rye was in. He had a system, and it was a simple system. The shit he needed now was over by the door, and the shit he didn't need was in the back of the room. The only problem was Rye couldn't find the shit he needed now.
Looking for the documents, Rye replied. In this mess?
Desi sounded unsure.
Rye rolled his eyes. He could find it.
He was sure he had put it in the pile under the box closest to the door. Rye moved back to that section of the room. He had checked when he first walked in, but had had no luck. A second time would probably work. There had been plenty of times in the past when Rye overlooked something the first time. He moved one of the boxes to the back of the room, knowing he wasn't going to use it soon.
Found it, Rye announced. Are you sure?
Desi joked. Ha, ha, ha.
You know, you aren't all that funny,
Rye remarked. He climbed over a few boxes and was standing near the door in seconds. He looked back at Desi, trying to get out without hitting anything and making a mess. Rye laughed. Desi was way too big to try maneuvering around places as if he was a house cat.
Don't laugh at me,
Desi grumbled. It made Rye laugh more.
Yes, Alpha.
Desi made it to the door, but only after he knocked over three boxes.
This room needs to be organized and cleaned up. How the hell are we supposed to run a business with all this shit everywhere?
It's organized. It's only a mess now because you knocked over the boxes.
Rye looked at the office past Desi's shoulder and tisked at his alpha and best friend.
You just had to go in there swinging your weight around.
Desi blushed. Rye laughed under his breath as he turned to walk away. If he stood there any longer, he would forget about why he came down there in the first place.
Where are you going?
Desi asked, his long strides easily matching Rye's. Rye was a little taller than Desi, but where Rye beat him in height, Desi beat him in sheer amount of muscle. Rye was on the leaner side, his muscles more compact.
Customer, he answered.
Desi stopped in his tracks when they made it outside the door.
Human,
Desi whispered as he took in a big whiff of air. Rye nodded.
Yep, and willing to pay the big bucks, so if you will excuse me.
Rye moved past Desi. He plastered a huge grin on his face before greeting the old lady once more. She smelled of mothballs and peppermint candy. There was another scent accompanying her, one of sickness. Rye looked her up and down, but there were no signs of it. Her hair grayed only on the sides, and she still had dark brown in the middle. Rye was tempted to ask her if she dyed it, but because he was a shifter, he would have been able to smell the dyeing chemicals.
Welcome,
he directed the older lady to the chair that sat across from his desk. He pulled the chair out and waited for her to sit. She blushed.
What a fine young man,
she whispered. It had Rye's face heating up and most likely turning red. Rye smiled and moved back before having a sneezing fit. The smell of mothballs was stronger closer to her. He moved to his side of the desk, half tempted to go to the other side of the room, but it would be rude, and Rye was a professional.
What can I do for you?
The older lady's frail hands shook as she grabbed her burgundy-colored purse and frantically searched through it. Tissue and peppermints landed on Rye's desk to clear the way for whatever the lady was searching for. Rye was sure it would be a photo. Most people who came into the office seeking their services had a photo of exactly who they needed found. There had been cases when they didn't have a photo, but it made the job harder. A photo guaranteed an easy find. She stopped searching, and her head shot up as she looked at Rye with a pleading look, as if he may know what she was looking for and where it was located.